Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What could be better than
my wife
giving me a pie to the face? All you need to do to make that happen is help Saints Happy Hour get to 350 patrons by week one of the Saints preseason. So do it. Supporting Saints Happy Hour gives you the best Saints podcast every day, access to our private Discord channel to talk Saints 24/7, and the world famous booze bundle with four swag items. Annual patrons get a month for free. So go sign up at saintshappyhour.com so I can get a raspberry pie stuffed in my pie hole. Do it. Go to saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour podcast. So we like to get, we're getting weird, as patrons probably know and listen to this podcast, they can see, like, we're getting weirder and weirder with the topics as we get closer and closer to training camp. We'll get back to regular football, but this is a great topic that Andrew also came up with that he stole from another podcast that he listened to. We tweaked the topic a little bit. Andrew, tell the people the topic of today's show.
Yeah, so I stole this from Chris Long's podcast, The Green Light. He had J.J. Redick on, and they were just talking about which player, athlete, living, they would want to go out and have drinks with and kind of get toe up with. And with Chris Long, he picked John Riggins, by the way, which was like, what? And then yeah. J.J. just gave the most awful answer. He's like, yo, LeBron's always been a wine guy, but he's really getting into Burgundies now, and so I'd love to just go out to dinner with LeBron and have Burgundies. And I'm just like, what? Like, that's your answer? So you want to go drink with LeBron James? I can't think of someone I would...
crippled ass.
Boring.
Boring. So boring. So, yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about this. And, like, Ralph, there was a time where Shockey would have been top of my
Shockey,
list.
Shockey, the number
one. You know, because, like, I'd just, like... The movie The Hangover, right? It'd be like if you wanted to experience that, where like at some point in the night you're in a helicopter and then you just wake up and you don't remember anything and like you know you had fun, but you know that you have all these questions. Like I feel like it was that you get that experience with Shockey. But like I'm at a stage in my life now with kids, like I don't know if I survive a night like that. And like, I would just be scared for my own well-being at this point.
Yeah,
I'm kind of past that.
You have responsibilities, people counting on you. You can't
end
up dead in a box in a desert somewhere.
Now, I've had drinks with two Saints players ever, Streif being one, and he was super great to have drinks with. Any fan that... If you can get drinks with Streif, I highly recommend it. He's great. But Reggie Bush is the other one. Oddly, like I just happened to be at a bar and I offered to buy him a drink and hung out with him for a while. And so those are the two. And both were great experiences. But like who would be on the current roster? See, like I would almost pick Thomas Morstead because he's a super nice guy and seems cool. But I feel like Thomas would like – remind me to have water, like
fluids,
a big glass
fluids.
Of water. Yeah, like make sure you stay hydrated, Andrew, in between beers and like, I don't know.
Take your Excedrin before, your aspirin before you
like, I'm a dad now, I'm 40, like I get it. Like I'm definitely not in the Shockey zone anymore, but I don't know. I feel like I'm talking about like a fun night where we're not thinking be too responsible.
See, my two choices are on the extremes, and I was trying to figure out like past Saints. Bobby Hebert, I hate him. But I think he'd be fun to drink with.
Don't you think he'd be too sloppy and loud, though?
Yeah, he could be. He could go off the rails. So my two choices were, if you want to go like kind of classy and maybe get some like great Saint stories and dirt and know what the hell happened, like Mickey Loomis would be fun. You could get a cigar and a couple of bottles of wine. He could tell you like
all the dirt.
So
here's the thing.
Like,
if you go with Loomis, you're going to like the steakhouse. You're going to the back room, the reserved room, $250 bottle of wine. Like that. That's the kind of night you're in for.
Yeah.
With Loomis.
And
you're
he'll tell you Hazlitt stories and
yeah, that's like private dinner. Yeah.
Private dinner. But the more I thought of it, I can't do it. That can't be my choice. The only choice that I could possibly make is Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Because you go drinking with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, like, shit is going to go off the rails.
He's getting punched in the face at his profession.
Yeah.
Like, when he's working, he gets punched in the face. So yeah. What do you think it's like when you go to a bar and he's drinking?
See, I don't know. I think it could be fun though, because like if you go with him and you're at Vegas, right? And he gets drunk and then he's like Javon Wims, he's at the Venetian. I'm gonna go fucking punch him again. Let's go over to the Venetian. Let's find Javon Wims and let's beat the shit out of him. Like, I feel like that could be Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
I feel like that could go one of two ways if you're rolling with him, Ralph. Either A, this could be really bad for you because he is going to get in a fight and you're going to be in the middle of something and you're not going to be able to defend yourself with the bad hand.
That's right.
Or B, he's rolling with you and so he's like, I better not get in a fight tonight because Ralph can't.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
He can't back me up.
That's the other thing. I feel like maybe Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, when he drinks, some people it heightens all their regular quality, but some people it makes him really chill and he's fun and maybe he's funny. Maybe he's a completely different person when he drinks. So it could go either way. But either way, it could be interesting and it has the potential to go completely off the rails where people get arrested, people get murdered, you end up in a different country, you end up in the trunk of a car. Like Chauncey Gardner-Johnson to me is the only choice that I could make on the current roster. So he was my choice of Saints player that I would want to go get drunk with. Who did you finally choose?
Well, I feel like you got to go fat guys. Like I feel are the guys that are going to drink and be fun, you know, like the guys that are worried about extra weight and, you know, performing at the highest level in terms of speed and all that. I'll tell you who the bottom of my list would be, Lattimore, just because like he already looks like he's about to fall asleep all the time. And I feel like if he has a couple beers,
he falls asleep.
He's passing out.
You can't go out drinking with somebody that, you know, you could outdrink them. Like
And then I wouldn't go out with Paulson Adebo just because I'd be worried about getting COVID. So, sorry, I had to make that joke. But if I would say, I mean, Cam Jordan has to be the guy.
He has to.
Like, he just looks like the most fun.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And So he probably – Peyton Turner seems like a fun guy. Like, I know we just drafted him, don't know much about him yet, but, like, I would put Peyton Turner high on that list. And then, I mean, I'm trying to think of which offensive lineman would be the most fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is why we should get Zach to answer this question.
I think Teron Armstead would be fun because he wants –
Yeah, Armstead's a good answer.
He takes music very seriously, so he's a rapper. Yeah. His music is actually pretty good if you've ever listened to it. So I think he probably has connections in that world. And anytime you go into the rock star slash rapper world, you know it's going to be fun. So that he's a possibility too.
Yeah, and I feel like Jameis Winston's got to be low on the list also.
You work hard and play hard, so treat yourself and stock up for summer barbecues with Kansas City Steak Company. Visit KansasCitySteaks.com and get 10% off your order and free shipping with code SD at checkout. For classic steak cuts to USDA Prime to American-style Kobe, hard-to-find specialty cuts, and more, Kansas City Steaks has everything you need to fire up the grill. They make it so easy. Each order from Kansas City Steaks is flash frozen and delivered directly to your home. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Imagine relaxing in the backyard with your family while enjoying steakhouse quality meals from Kansas City Steaks. Try their butter tender filet mignon, Kansas City strips, juicy steak burgers, all beef jumbo hot dogs, and even complete meal combos. Bring the steakhouse to your house this summer with Kansas City Steaks. Go to KansasCitySteaks.com and get 10% off your order and free shipping with the code SD at checkout. That's KansasCitySteaks.com, code SD, KansasCitySteaks.com, code SD. Ralph Marlboro here from Saints Happy Hour. You need to join us every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. on the Spotify Green Room app. We are talking Saints or anything New Orleans sports related. On Spotify Green Room, you can interact with us by asking questions or just laugh at me mispronouncing names. Download the Spotify Green Room on your iPhone or Android device, then follow Saints Happy Hour so you can join us every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. to talk Saints or anything else NOLA sports related. So do it. Download the Spotify Green Room app and join us every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. We'll see you there.
Taysom Hill, like, I mean, he's Mormon, right? He went to BYU, so he's probably never had a drink in his life. So that could be kind of fun. Yeah. Like, he has one drink, and that's one of those guys, you know, that are super religious, don't drink. Like, if they have one, you just don't know.
You fall off the rails.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to be I don't want to be like babysitting.
You don't
want to
be I've had four
and I'm fine, and Taysom Hill did like one shot and a beer and he's sloppy drunk, and I got to babysit the starting quarterback of the Saints while we're out drinking. No, I can't have that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Cam Jordan and Armstead feel like current Saints that would be the most fun.
Yeah. The thing is with the Saints is they have a lot of guys because – and this is a great thing about Sean Payton. Like, he – for – you know, he coaches them hard. He's very detail-oriented. But he has a way of letting guys be themselves and express themselves to make the season, to make the team more fun. And it's one of the – it's one – look, winning – is most important, right? But the fact that Sean Payton lets players do that and allows them to do it made it more fun. And it's one of the things that of all the things in 2018 that hurts the most is America didn't get to experience the comedy duo of Kamara and Ingram, right? They were just having a blast the whole year. They would have had a blast at Super Bowl week. Bill Belichick ain't letting players do that, you know? And that's why this topic of who you want to get drunk with, I think for the Saints, it's a topic that's it's got a ton of options because we know these players because Peyton lets them express themselves and we get to know them more.
Yeah, I mean, Sean Payton's probably – if we're not including players, I think Sean Payton, even though he's blocked me on Twitter, that's got to be – he would just be so fun. He seems like a great storyteller. You know that after a couple drinks he would divulge.
I think
stuff.
Sean Payton would be really, really fun – at a blackjack table.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you just, it's you, just you at the blackjack table. Everybody's getting drunk, and he's playing blackjack, so he's busting your balls about blackjack. And while the cards are going, he's telling you stories. I think Sean Payton at a blackjack table would be amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That should be a podcast. Literally, you're at a blackjack table with Sean Payton, and your conversation is recorded, and that's the podcast.
That's a great idea. That is a great idea for a podcast. That's tremendous, because blackjack is one of those things where you kind of have to pay attention, but not really. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're playing poker, you can't, like, I can't, like, have a conversation about the Saints with you while I'm playing poker. But blackjack, I sure as hell can have a conversation with you, you know? Especially if you're not really focused on, like, trying to, like, count cards or whatever the fuck. Andrew, I think you came up with a great idea for a podcast. Somebody should steal that.
Somebody should steal it. Michael Thomas is low on the list.
Yeah.
Too unpredictable.
He treats his body like a temple. I feel like I could outdrink
him.
Yeah,
but I just feel like even if you're drinking with him, like, you just don't know from one second to the next if he's, like, happy to be around you or if he's pissed off at you.
Yeah, you know. That's the one. I mean, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson could be that way, but I feel like I would want a Chauncey Gardner-Johnson drunk and then telling you about all the people he's punched in his life and fought in his life would be hysterical. Like, he probably has a list of people that he has grievances against, and him telling you those stories would be amazing.
Oh, you know who we didn't mention? First of all, Malcolm Jenkins, I think, would be fun to have drinks with, as long as we didn't talk about politics. Like, he just seems like a really smart, interesting guy. So maybe that's more like someone you'd like to go to dinner with. Maybe not drinks. But Kamara, man, how can we forget Kamara?
Yeah, Kamara.
Like, he would be so fun to go out with.
Yeah, and he's another guy that's connected. His mom worked in the rap industry in Atlanta, so he's connected in that world. So he would be super fun.
He would know all the good spots.
The thing is, Kamara, though, he's the one guy that I am 100% certain he could outdrink us all. Like, he might
accurate.
Work.
Yeah.
He might work.
But also, it's like, I the only thing with Kamara is I question his taste, because he got COVID by going to a shitty bar in Metairie. It's like, is he really going to take me for a good time? Because, like, he loves NASCAR. That's strike one. I don't like NASCAR. But strike two is going to shitty bars in Metairie. So he does kind of have questionable taste, I will say.
Yeah. That could be one of those things you're like, man, we're going out with Kamara. And then when it's done, you're like, oh, we went out with Kamara. And it just he took us to.
He's into some weird shit.
Yeah. Good.
Watch Trevor Siemian or Blake Gillikin. You know, it's probably like one of those guys that's like the most fun to go out with.
Oh, it's probably like a Chase Daniel or like a backup backup player that like played for years and years. You know,
well, except for Luke McCown, who is super religious and has like 15 kids.
Maybe he'll be happy to go out drinking, get away from his kids.
True.
All right, guys. So thanks for joining us. Support the show. We're the best Saints podcast anywhere. We need your support for the 2021 season to keep all the fun stuff we're going. You can support us for as low as $7 a month, and that gets you the podcast every day with no ads, with your own custom RSS feed. Why wouldn't you freaking do it? So do it already. So thanks for joining us, guys. So for Andrew, I'm Ralph. We will see you again tomorrow.